you just might call this next story something along the lines of what the governor giveth, all kinds of folks in the state of Mississippi want to take away. Well, the attorney general in Mississippi, for one. On Tuesday, outgoing Republican Governor Haley Barbour granted full and unconditional pardons to more than 200 people, a record for the state. But in the fine print, a number of the pardoned criminals were convicted murderers, serving time in prison for violent crimes, assault, rape, and robbery. And last night, at the request of Mississippi Attorney General Jim Hood, a circuit court judge temporarily blocked the release of 21 of those inmates.
These families are afraid out here, and these victims have been through a terrible amount. It's a slap in the face to all the law enforcement in the state of Mississippi.
Attorney General Hood says Barbour may have violated the state constitution by pardoning inmates without giving enough notice. 30 days notice is what's required by the Constitution, according to Hood. Is this a constitutional crisis? Is it a political firestorm or just a massive oversight by Governor Barbour? Or it could be all of the above. Daniel Cherry has been covering the story for Mississippi Public Broadcasting. He joins us now from their studios in Jackson, Mississippi. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So this is an amazing story. First of all, describe the pardon power in the state of Mississippi and what is unprecedented about the names that were on the list that were released as Haley Barbour left the governor's mansion.
Well, as far as my understanding is that the governor pretty much has whatever power he or she feels like having to pardon whomever they so choose. They're only limited by this constitutional provision that says that you need 30 days notice in a local newspaper. Now, the only thing that really raised people's eyes around here, because pardoning certain people is pretty customary, but it was just the sheer amount of the pardons is what raised eyebrows around here.
Now, is this consistent with any sort of mission or cause that Haley Barbour has discussed? Has he commented on why the number, why the particular names at all since this happened on Tuesday?
Well, he hasn't said anything about the particular names, and as a matter of fact, he's not made any public comment, but we did get a statement from his office last night saying that, you know, some 88% of these pardons that were given out were to people that were already released and had already, you know, served their term. And so he says that he wanted to give these people the right to vote, the right to get licenses, and make it easier for them to get a job with not being a convicted felon anymore.
And, of course, the pardon would remove the felony conviction status, which restricts all kinds of civic participation on the part of convicted felons in America. And it's a state-by-state issue, but that's pro forma. But what are these 21 inmates that makes them special?
Well, they were the ones who were still incarcerated at the time of whenever the pardon was issued. There's a 48-hour period for filing paperwork for public notice that they're about to be released. They were still in limbo, so whenever it came down, a circuit court here in Hinds County approved an injunction to hold these particular people to keep them until it is decided whether or not their pardon was constitutional.
And this 30-day issue is really the only technicality that the court can rule on. There's no question that a pardon, if properly properly done in Mississippi, could be reversed because an individual was a danger to the community in some way, right?
There's absolutely no way you can take back a pardon. This Section 124 of the Constitution is the only thing that could hold some of these up. And keep in mind that some of these people that have been pardoned, if they went through the proper venue and did file the 30-day notice, they're free to go. But the court and our attorney general thinks there's considerable doubt that many of these people did not go through the proper process, and they're trying to follow the letter of the law, and they're not going to let them out until they do.
Talking with Daniel Cherry, news reporter for Mississippi Public Broadcasting in Jackson, Mississippi. Now, you and I both have covered state governments, you in Mississippi, me in other places around the country, particularly in New York. And up here in New York, Daniel, the attorney general, another way of defining the attorney general is the guy who wants to be governor, or woman who wants to be governor, as the case may be. Is there a political backstory here?
You know, I honestly, I hate to make assumptions as a journalist. I hate to make assumptions. I don't think so. I think Jim Hood is a prosecutor. His father was a prosecutor. I think that he enjoys what he does. I don't. And the only backstory is that Jim Hood is the only Democrat holding a statewide office. So always loyal opposition to the majority.
And he's never wanted to run for governor, has never expressed a desire to run for governor. What do you make of his relationship with, at the time, Governor Haley Barbour?
Well, I have only lived here about a year, and I have not heard of anything from Mr. Hood to lead me to believe that he would want to run for governor. His relationship with Haley Barbour is that he's just always keeping a close eye on the whenever he was governor. He kept a very close eye on him in that loyal opposition, as I spoke of, being the only Democrat around.
Is there anyone else in the state of Mississippi that has taken this on? Family members, victims, rights groups, that sort of thing?
There are some victims, family members who have come out and have been speaking out on this, one being Mr. Randy Walker, who was shot in the face by one of the convicted murderers who is already released. He is out.
And we spoke with Randy Walker yesterday. One of our producers did. Listen.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned for my life and for the life of my family. You know, I'm married again. I've got a family now. I wouldn't go so far as to say I'm scared of David Gatlin, but I'm scared for my family. You know, am I afraid to die? Yeah, of course I am. Anybody that tell you they're not afraid to die is either crazy or a liar. I got a long time to live left in front of me if the good Lord sees fit.
Now, David Gatlin, that he refers to there, Randy Walker, who, as you say, was shot in the face, is one of the 21, right?
No, he is actually one of five who was pardoned last Friday, who is already out.
Really?
Yes, he made it out before all of this took place. He's out.
So he's on the street.
He is.
And it looks like these 21 probably will stay put, but this doesn't go anywhere from here at this point, Daniel Cherry, right?
Well, there's a hearing in about a week and a half.
And we'll check in with you then. Daniel Cherry, news reporter for Mississippi Public Broadcasting, speaking about the pardons of Haley Barbour from Jackson, Mississippi. Thanks so much, Dan.